November 30, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, Doing Life with God. Opening prayer. As this season of anticipation in Advent begins today, Father, help me attend to things of eternal value, ready to give reason for the hope that is mine because you gave your Son. Read Psalm chapter 15, a Psalm of David. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. Reflect. Remain in me as I also remain in you. John chapter 15, verse 4. Are you letting Jesus remain in you? Are you taking care to remain in him? This past week, we have traced the journey of a couple deeply in love. This pair was not interested in occasional visits. They were invested in a lifetime relationship with their beloved and friend. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Is not an application for a tourist visa, but an expression of interest in permanent residence status. The psalmist was not seeking a casual relationship, but a happy ever after with his Lord. The items in the somewhat daunting list that follows are not prerequisites for this relationship. The Bible clearly states that we are saved by grace, through faith, and not by works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. This psalm does not spell out admission requirements. Instead, it describes the character, qualities, and conduct of those who have accepted the invitation to live with God. Since God's dwelling place is sacred or holy, doing life with God involves desiring, delighting in, and reflecting his holiness. Despite being deeply committed, the song's couple still has to engage in the daily and challenging work of doing life together, dealing with distance and disconnection, adjusting to differences, and working through misunderstandings. As in marriage, doing life with God takes ongoing work and is not a point in time, but a lifelong process. Apply. How well have you been doing life with God? What areas may need special attention? Closing prayer. Lord God, thank you for the relationship you have given me with you. Knowing it came at an unimaginably high price, forgive me for those times I have taken it for granted, and help me to pursue you with all I am.